Hi, this is Kate Daly. And you know, I've been talking about this a lot on the show lately, but we need to make our homes a real place of refuge. And I can't imagine a better way of doing that other than adding a hot tub or jacuzzi in the backyard, a place to relax, a place to kind of contemplate, think, and get all of the desired benefits from using a hot tub. It's an amazing hot tub. It's a Bullfrog. Bullfrog stands on its own with its own reputation of being long-lasting and one of the most amazing jacuzzis on the market. In fact, right now they have a free audio system on selected models worth $500. You can have a staycation in your own backyard, not to mention the hydrotherapy jets that are totally amazing, each one of them different, and you can actually customize them. Get one of your own. With over 40 years of experience, Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Spas is the leader in hydropool swim spas, Bullfrog spas, the jet packs that are interchangeable behind every seat, the Passion Swim Spas, the American Swim Spas. It's the way to go. Get a hold of Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Spas and get yours ordered right away. Or call 688-8797, but get yours ordered right now.
Just in. Stupidity has taken over the world. Oh, not the normal kind of stupid. The advanced kind. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
My apologies. I was wearing my mask because I just got back from a full day of being a good person. I love my mask because it's a simple yet effective way to display my righteousness. Am I concerned that two children in China dropped dead because they were forced to wear masks in gym class? Nope. Am I concerned that we're creating a generation of children who will be socially awkward and conditioned to fear their fellow man? No. Am I concerned that I'm contributing to an impending socialist technocracy that will enslave the global population? Not even a little bit. Am I concerned that my mask is symbolic of my compliance to the social conditioning that will eventually lead to the forced vaccination of every man, woman, and child on planet Earth? Not a chance! And why am I not concerned, you ask? I'm not concerned because I decided a long time ago that shallow, insignificant gestures are a much easier way to showcase my morality than actually being moral. Because in order to be a real good person, I gotta stand up to a real bad person. And I don't like standing up to or for anything. I've decided that it's much easier to trick my own mind into thinking compliance is a virtue instead of what compliance actually is. Cowardice. I prefer to float through life completely ignorant to the fact that every socialist takeover has always begun in the exact same way, with government overreach, public shaming, censorship, and a toilet paper shortage. Don't believe me? Google toilet paper shortage in communist Russia. Did you think you were having a unique experience? I prefer to pretend history never repeats itself so that I can stand by and turn a blind eye every time history repeats itself. I prefer to call anyone who speaks up, fights back, or stands their ground a lunatic or a conspiracy theorist so that I don't feel obligated to do my own research. Research takes away from me time. And lastly, I prefer to put on my mask and stand among a sea of masks so that I never have to be seen, be free, or reveal the deep dark shadows that lurk within me.
Hi there, welcome to Kate Daly Show. I knew you needed a laugh today. welcome. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello.
How are you feeling today?
I'm okay.
You're okay?
I think
you don't
I'm okay.
Sound okay.
I think I'm okay.
All right.
I think I'm okay.
You think you're okay?
I think I am.
You don't know yet?
I'm
well, you
a
know
worried.
During the broadcast
I'm a little
today.
Worried.
What are you worried about?
People.
Everything? Yeah.
I'm worried about people.
I'm worried about people. Good heavens. I'm really worried about people. Let me just tell you a couple of local companies. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show, by the way. Go to katedalyradio.com for all the podcasts and information and letters that you can download for COVID to exempt out of a mask. The COVID button's right in the middle of the homepage on katedalyradio.com. You can also call up 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. Harman's, you know, Harman's has, Bob Harman has been on the show a couple of times for taxes and different things in the past. And now they have turned a curious turn into the let's go all in, let's buy in to the delusion that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. In fact, they actually turned, a guy wrote me, he said that he was a veteran. He was actually going, he can't see very well, he was going to buy some supplies and they wouldn't even let him in. with it, even with his disability, they said no to him and made him go outside. And I was so shocked by that. I don't know why I was shocked by that, but it seems strange that Harmon's is taking such a hard line in this whole thing, being a little overly zealous, should we say, at the door in allowing people in without their cloth mask. And I don't know how many of you have had experiences like this, but I'm getting my email is flooded with experiences like this, where people tried to go to the store and were turned away. And so my comment to that is, stop going there. Number one, just stop going mm-hmm. there. Go somewhere that is more, I don't know, normal. And I would not shop at Harmon's. I'd actually boycott it. In fact, I won't set foot in a Harmon's. No way. No way if they're going to act like this towards the people that are trying to go in and spend money at their locations. I mean, they're turning away their customer, and their staff, from what I'm hearing, is way out of line. So even turning away people that have a medical letter, that's pretty sad.
It is.
What a crummy organization. I would not shop there at all. I wouldn't even go near there. You don't need Harmon's. Believe me, there are other grocery stores.
Yeah, and they don't do that to you at the other grocery store.
Yeah. And so somebody else had written me as well and said, I went into Home Depot without a mask, and somebody came up and thanked me for not wearing one. And they said they were too chicken to wear one. They were glad I wasn't, and they took it off. And that is happening more, and I'm actually excited to see that people feel more courageous when they see people without mm-hmm. the masks. Just walk into an establishment without your mask on. You know, I don't think a lot of establishments right now are going to say much. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. Somebody just told me, and I've been there twice, in Leverkin, which is really, if you come from California, not that far, mm-hmm. just through Hurricane, around the bend, and on the left down a couple miles mm-hmm. is Davis Market. No masks. Most everybody in there does not have a mask.
Nice.
And they have a True Value Hardware attached to it.
Oh, nice.
So you can get most anything you need.
Hey, I love that. Okay, perfect. Thank you for that, Leverkin. Okay,
okay, you're welcome.
Thank you. I'm so glad to hear that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Are you familiar with the Milgram experiments?
Yes. We've talked about it on the show several times, actually.
Oh, well, okay. I missed those. But to me, the saying you have to wear a mask is exactly the saying the experiment must continue.
Yeah, you're right.
People just obey the authority figure.
Yeah, you're right.
Then we march towards socialism.
You're right, because everybody's waiting for the governor to tell them they're safe. They can take it off, right?
But, and the governor is saying the experiment must continue.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we'll wear them.
You're right. You're so right. You are so right. Okay, thank you for that. Really appreciate that. In fact, did you guys ever catch this clip of Pompeo? For some reason, I think I was citing it as Barr yesterday. It's Pompeo. Pompeo did a news conference with Trump months back, and this is what was said. This was so interesting.
This matters going forward. We're in a live exercise here to get this right. We need to make sure that even... We're in a live exercise here to get this right.
Did you hear Trump in the background? He said, you should have let us know. Listen to this.
We need to make sure that even... We're in a live exercise here to get this right.
Yeah, he said, you should have let us know. Interesting, isn't it? Yeah. We're in a live exercise. Did you know that? It wasn't a pandemic. It was a live exercise. I love these little slips of the tongue by mm-hmm. these people. I wouldn't trust Pompeo as far as you could throw him. Anyway, so I'm actually putting out a video today on the YouTube channel, which really goes to all the sources of this whole COVID nightmare that we've just been through, and this propaganda nightmare. And I nailed down all the audio sources and sources in general. So I hope you guys share that far and wide. It'll be up on the YouTube channel today. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi.
Ace Hardware in Hurricane.
Uh-huh.
There's more people without masks than with masks.
Oh, that's
good. I love
that place. Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. And why do you think Harmon's is being like that? I can't even imagine taking that kind of stance.
Well,
and Terrible's. Terrible's is doing that too.
It's a Salt Lake City-based company.
Uh-huh.
And I imagine there's a very close connection to the governor somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
There has to be.
They can't possibly believe it because only a moron would believe it. And I don't think they're morons.
Today, a whole whopping 312 deaths to COVID that they've marked COVID generously from the nursing homes and long-term care facilities.
That's just in Wyoming, right?
No, that's just in Utah.
Oh.
Yeah, 331.
Oh, that's right. Wyoming isn't even that big.
Right. But 2 years ago, we had 343 deaths from flu. So, you know, for perspective, yeah.
Yeah, and,
okay.
And when you say that to somebody that believes this nonsense,
they don't know what to do with it.
They look at you and it's like, but see, COVID's worse.
Yeah,
42 people worse.
No, like 42 people not worse. So 312 as opposed to 343. So they can't even in their minds do the math and go, wow, I mean, my gosh, when we had 343 flu people, we didn't mask up and social distance and do all of this. And so out of a state of 3.3 million, we've got 312. Wow.
It's a lot.
That's huge.
You
said
could almost,
no one ever. I don't. What the heck?
If there was a train accident, you could tie it.
Oh my gosh.
Or a plane crash.
Yes. We also need to look at doing an investigation into the nursing homes. You know, somebody had written that they were using the National Guard to mm-hmm. administer COVID tests. And somebody wrote under that, oh, they're making stuff up now. That would have never happened. Well, the Salt Lake Trib actually wrote about this just 2 months ago and said, and not like I love the Trib, by the way. They're just a nasty organization. But they wrote about the National Guard in Utah assisting with the tests at nursing homes. But they wrote it in a really nice way. Look, they're assisting. They're just assisting. So no biggie. It is a big deal, actually. Why are they even involved in this? And then they said it was to protect the staff. Well, the nursing home patients don't get out much.
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess that they're not out in the general public getting it. So it would be the staff bringing it in, right? So to protect them from the staff or to protect the staff from them is what they said. And now, if it's true and it's highly contagious, wouldn't staff be falling dead left and right in nursing homes?
Mm-hmm.
One would think. Mm-hmm. If I mean, I had to look at it logically, right?
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, but they're not dying at the rate that nursing home patients are. So it's kind of interesting that they would even have also the National Guard coming in to assist. I'm sorry, how many nursing homes do we have? Why would they need to assist?
The other issue for me is, and nobody will bring this up, mm-hmm. is that even though the elderly with other illnesses are the largest group of people who've died,
mm-hmm.
that's still only 18% of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody's dying.
Yeah. Nobody's falling dead. Do you remember the old clips from China where they showed a couple of people just dropping dead on the street and laying there? Do you remember that?
No.
That's what they tried to sell us on. We can't be China. We can't be China. We've never had that happen in the United States. Ever. I know. It's like you said today when you came in. It's tiring.
It's tiring.
Every day it's tiring to go out there and there's more insanity.
Well, I think there's less.
You do?
I've been doing a little thing where I keep track on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And the Kool-Aid drinkers are falling away.
Oh, wow.
They really are. There's only a couple left.
Or are they just unfriending you?
No.
No, they're falling away.
They're falling away.
All right. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Chris Ann Hall tomorrow and Thursday, by the way. Be right back.
Balance. Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Maybe someday I'll be strong. Maybe it won't be long. I'll be the one who's tough. You'll be the one who's got it rough. It won't be long, and maybe I'll be real strong.
Hi there. Welcome back, Kate Daly. Dally Show. Make sure you get over to Dr. Diet. They've got a doctor on staff, a chiropractor, a homeopath, an RN, I mean, you name it, to help you, and they can help you drop some weight, get healthy again, and get ready for this fall. So I highly recommend it because they've got so many different ways to help you. They have metabolic booster shots. They have all kinds of different, just different ways. I mean, all kinds of tools and things, appetite suppressants, whatever the case may be in your case that you need to get going on this and get something accomplished. If you've tried it on your own, you know how hard it is to lose weight because you end up gaining it back. We've all done the yo-yo thing. And it wasn't until I got with Dr. Diet that I had some serious weight loss and I actually achieved the goals. So please get over to Dr. Diet, 628 Diet. You can find them on Facebook, Dr. Diet Wellness Center. They really are good folks and I trust them. I know that they know their stuff. And so make sure you get over there. Also, Chris Ann Hall coming tomorrow for tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m. At Cottontown Village. She'll be there at 10 a.m. and then a 7 o'clock in the evening teaching segment, lecture that you can go to. And then the next day, Thursday, is out at Staley Farm and in the barn, and you can actually go out there and get a 10 a.m. class, a class at noon, and that's for middle schoolers and high schoolers, and then, of course, a 7 o'clock class again. And so, my gosh, you take advantage of this opportunity. She's rarely here. And in fact, I can count on one hand how many times she's been here while I've been doing radio. And it's a real treat to have her in our city. Make sure that you get there. And if you're listening to this show from up north, make sure you're coming down for this. This would be worth your time. I promise. So make sure that you're getting instruction from Chris Ann Hall live and in person tomorrow and Thursday. And make sure and let people know on Facebook as well and social media. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Can you imagine how grimy some of these black masks are?
What?
I mean, grimy fingers, and they're moist, and they're gathering dust and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Really gross.
Okay, thanks for that. Thanks for the call in. Yeah.
Well, and you can't see it.
Yeah.
Because it's black.
Yeah.
So it gets dirtier and dirtier and dirtier.
Oh, gross. Anyway, yuck. All right. Well, okay.
Have you seen the little video, kind of meme video that shows a kid puffing on a vape?
No.
With a mask on.
Oh, geez.
And he puffs the vape and then he exhales. And you... I mean, the smoke comes out in every direction.
What?
To show how unsafe the masks really are. They don't stop anything.
Goodness. I don't even know what to say. There's a guy going around to hospitals. He walks into Memorial Hospitals all over the place. This was in D.C., Sibley Memorial Hospital, and asks where all the COVID patients are. Are you ready for this? Here you go. Here's a little excerpt. He's walking around. There's literally like three people in the waiting room. Here you go. And the nurse won't look at him at the front desk. Here you go.
Where's all the sick people? Where's all the COVID patients? Where's all the COVID patients? Where are they? Where's the ICU? Huh? Where's everybody that's sick? We're in a pandemic. Look, it's empty, everybody. It's empty, everybody. It's empty. Security at the front door, like usual, in every hospital in Maryland, D.C., Virginia. Yeah,
yep.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Okay, see? He goes in and does this. And I know I would not promote doing this, but it is interesting to walk into an emergency room and realize that maybe we're not in a pandemic, right?
Every time I've been in the hospital,
mm-hmm.
there's been nothing going on.
Yeah, I know.
Nothing.
And when they wrote the article saying that we were maxed out, we had to maybe fly people to New
lie.
York. It was an absolute lie coming from the medical director
yep.
at IHC because they had like eight people in there for that they were marking COVID. Yeah, it was a lie. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello?
Hi there. You're live. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just... yesterday you had a caller, a lady.
Mm-hmm.
Very sincere, sounded very intelligent, but she was blaming us for the things that are going on or the people who don't believe in masks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's bothered me ever since yesterday because one of the things she said was we need to be respectful of those who do wear masks. It's a one-sided thing.
Yep.
It's mm-hmm. those liberals who... say, we need to do what you do,
yeah.
but they don't respect us. Mm-hmm. And I fear that there's too many people who are caught on this government's going to save them. They're going to, the government lie.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to wear a mask instead of saying your chances of getting the flu are greater and not wearing masks is normal,
uh-huh.
but you need to wear one anyway because we do. So
yeah.
I don't know how to explain it to people like that, but it's a,
you know,
ongoing thing. People think we need to be respectful for them, but not for us. So,
what was interesting?
Anyway, thanks.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. What was interesting about her phone call? By the way, she emailed me later and told me I was a bully. I was a bully. You're a bully too,
as
by the way.
As she called and told us, we need to be respectful
uh-huh.
of her.
Yes, we're
yeah.
bullies.
Oh, I see.
Yes. So I told her she was a snowflake. I said, if you're going to call up on the show, then have facts to back up your stuff.
Yeah.
You didn't have any facts to back
not
up whatever you were saying. And you, then you just quickly hung up. So if you're not going to debate, that's what. And I was actually really calm because
yes,
I said,
were.
If you want to wear a mask, go for it. That's your prerogative in America. But did you notice she didn't call to say, I'm wearing a mask because this is how I feel about it. That's the end, right? No, it was, but why can't you wear
right.
it? Why can't you wear it? And that's the whole problem with their conversation is it's they want you to do it. Well, I don't want to.
See,
there's no need.
They keep saying that we're not respecting them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not really what's happening. What's
mm-hmm.
happening is they are not respecting people who choose not to believe the bull.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And because you stand for your principles,
mm-hmm.
you're the bully.
Yeah.
Not them.
And when I said, well, there's nothing to back up, she was taking Trump and Biden, putting them in the same sentence and all kinds of weird things. I mean, she just kept going from little point to little point
uh-huh.
like a CNN soundbite machine.
Exactly.
Without disclosing it, why she came to that point, and it didn't make sense. You know, it just did not make sense. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
The thing I wanted to kind of talk about just real quickly was that the violence is starting to kind of pick up with these folks with the mask thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a couple of articles. I saw two things today with people being very specific with being very violent and voicing their opinion to teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
There was one woman who actually decked a teenage person who didn't have a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a little. I'm not concerned because I'm not worried about myself. I don't wear a mask.
Right.
But it's interesting. It's something we should be observing because these people
right.
can't control their emotions.
No,
you know
they
what?
Can't.
That's a great point. I'm glad you said that. Thank you for that. Thank you. It's great.
That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
They get so emotional and they can't control it. And they are getting violent.
Yeah, they are.
They haven't gotten to the point yet where they're smacking everybody they don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But there's enough of it going on. And they certainly don't hesitate to violently yell at you.
Yes. Yeah, it is strange. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'd like to talk about that caller yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Remember you had another caller very similar about 3 weeks ago or so?
Oh,
and
yeah.
He said,
mm-hmm.
kept saying, we can't have to err on the side of caution.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, what they're saying is that you have to respect our ignorance.
Uh-huh.
No, ignorance is not to be respected. It is to be eliminated.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
And because they don't know, and in both these cases they may know, they may have been set up calls,
mm-hmm.
but we cannot cater to their ignorance. You've said it just a few minutes ago, Uncle Milty. This is not a crisis. The people are not dying beyond
mm-hmm.
anything out of normal rates.
Yeah.
Right.
That's, several weeks ago, you talked about premises. There's two most important premises things boil down to, and it actually is one. One is what you just said. People are not dying from this thing. It doesn't matter if they're elderly or not, beyond normal rates. And we
mm-hmm.
have to make that point and not go on to other things.
Yeah.
The second premise eliminates everything else. They have no authority for what they're doing.
Yes.
They have no more authority than your dog, your
mm-hmm.
neighbor, the garbage collector.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to make that point and fight and say you are committing a criminal act. You have no authority to take away our freedoms. Those are the two most important premises, and really the second one supersedes the first one. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely it does. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate, I'm just twisted. I don't know what to say. I was doing really well not wearing a mask until the letter came out from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints recommending. And I heard you address that before, and I wish you again, because after that, the number of people wearing masks went up significantly. And I don't want to wear one. I'm very healthy. I don't see a reason to wear one. I totally understand the whole thing.
Right.
But on the other hand, that was a difficult thing for me. And I wish you, could you help me?
Yeah.
About that.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Yes. Well, I mean, a couple of things, actually. I don't want to get too heavy in this conversation because I don't want to have these religious conversations on the air too often. I just don't like going there on this show. Anyway, you know, it was only for the state of Utah. It was only done by area presidents in the state of Utah, which is like regional areas. And it was, again, not something that is a law or some, they were voicing their opinions based on the information they got from government and from the government expert. Well, if you want to call her that, her name's Angela Dunn. She's not an expert at all. She's got the, you know, her entire resume can fit on an index card. She worked for the CDC. There was a reason they picked her. And so, so the information that, that came out, and I heard from, some people in charge, that said, yes, that it was by recommendation of the government. Well, you know, that's, to me, that's subjective. You can still, I think, choose whether or not you want to do that or not. And I think you should choose whether or not you want to do that. It was only for our state. It was not church-wide either. So that's important to know.
You know,
it was a government alignment thing.
I recently had a conversation, and I'm Catholic. I'm not LDS, but with a church authority. And they used almost that exact same term you just used. I was told that the decision was made based on the best information they have received from government.
Right.
Well, you know, that, that's
subjective.
That's like, what kind of toilet paper do you use?
Yeah, I mean, it's very subjective. And so, you know, this is something where I the problem is I know too much about this in order to betray my own principles to wear the mask. And I know that there are a lot of people duped into this. I know there are a lot of people that are trying to follow the government to be a good citizen. But I also know how corrupt this government is. And that's why it's a difficult thing. And this is why it's a personal thing for everybody. And you need to either talk with, you know, your local bishop about it or your state president about it, or in your case, Uncle Milty, the person that you would go to, and let them know your concerns and let them know why you have concerns, because they need to hear from people, not just the government experts. And I love my church and I love my membership in my church. And so I, you know, I can choose to stay home and not wear a mask, and everybody's different too. All the congregations are treating it a little differently. So some are really strict about it, some aren't. And that there again, you see a lot of difference going on. So I think you can choose personally. I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
We'll take your calls, 888-673-1450, and happy to do so. Go to katedalyradio.com. YouTube channel's up too, and videos are starting to come in for that, so you can check that out as well. All right, I will take some callers. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You know, we're within 100 days of the next election, and here we are talking still about the COVID thing and not the fact of the matter that's what's really coming up.
Right.
And I try to, like, I know people out there, and we don't need to convert more people who are Republicans to vote for Trump, because if you're a true Republican, you're voting for Trump. That's a given. But the I talk to my friends who are Democrats and try to get them to understand that, you know, the Democrat Party stole two primary elections from you now. They didn't let you vote for Bernie 4 years ago. They didn't let you vote for him this time. And now they're going to get you to vote for Biden over a hatred of Trump.
Well, not that I would have wanted Bernie, by the way. Bernie's
right, well,
pretty
that's
despicable.
All they want.
But...
it's the establishment. If mm-hmm. you vote for Bernie, if you vote mm-hmm. for Joe Biden, you're uh-huh. voting for the Democrat establishment, the same people who took away your right uh-huh. to vote in the last two primaries uh-huh. that you had for a president uh-huh. and have basically been in control of your party, just like the Republican, the rhinos were in charge. Uh-huh. In the Democrat Party, you have the dinos, because the Democrat Party is not the Democrat Party of old. The Democrat Party now is people who want socialized medicine, socialized industries. They want to, you know, basically change everything as we know it. That's what the Democrat Party is today. But yeah. the Democrat Party establishment isn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what Biden is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he is a throwback.
Sure.
And the idea that, oh, well, if you vote for me, I'm, even though I'm an establishment guy and always have been, mm-hmm. I'm going to change this time, and I'm going to let guys like Bernie Sanders, AOC, mm-hmm. the other part of the squad, they're all going to have a part in my establishment. Promise me they will. Right. I promise you. Just give me the vote, and you'll see what will happen. And I'll tell you what will happen, what they've always done. They tell you what you need to hear to get your vote, and then do whatever they want to do. That's what the Republican Party did to us, and that's why we voted for Trump. And that's what they're going to do to you as a Democrat unless you write in mm-hmm. and get rid of them. If they lose another election, that establishment will not last this Trump presidency, and you will have a new Democrat Party
Amen.
In the next election.
All right. Thank you. Really appreciate that.
To follow a little uh-huh. bit on what he said, first of all, I don't know how many people are aware of this because you don't hear it on the news too much. The Communist Party of the United States of America has officially endorsed Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
That's official. They have announced
wow.
that they're communists.
Right.
The other thing is that a lot of Democrats are very receptive right now mm-hmm. to what this caller just said.
Mm-hmm.
They're yeah. receptive. They see something is really wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I was listening to Dennis Prager yesterday, and he said something that's kind of funny. He said, mm-hmm. What do you call a happy black man?
Mm-hmm.
A conservative.
Conservative.
And it's true. It's like, yes. you know, the other party.
Right. Yeah. Whoops. Did we lose
and
you? Oh, there you go.
Sort of a, mm-hmm. like, we understand what we have and mm-hmm. want to, like, hold on so hard to it.
Right.
Like, we appreciate the values and everything that, like, it's all the stuff stands for. So, anyway, I thought
yeah.
it was kind of funny.
Thank
I
you.
That yesterday,
so. Appreciate that. Thanks so
all
much.
Right.
Yeah.
It was humorous, but at the same time, it really says something
mm-hmm.
because that's the truth. Who are the unhappy blacks
right.
in America?
Right.
The hardcore Democrats.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate and Milty.
Hi.
Steve from New Jersey.
Hi, Steve from New Jersey.
I just want to kind of tell you guys, give you a little update on how bad it is in my state. My state is a communist state. I never thought I would even dream of this, but it's so true. Every single thing, we are mandated. We cannot go in any store without a mask. End of story. They actually have, some stores have hired security guards mm-hmm. at the front of the stores, like a Target, private security people to kind of intimidate you to put a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
And people are falling in line. I worked in Philly this week. People are walking the streets doing jogging with a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Given in. I mean, it's, I mean, there is resistance. I mean, I see people that just shake their head and rip them off as they come out of the store. But I hate to say it, 2 out of 3 don't. They just smile and go about their day and put their mask on. And there is a gym. I'm sure you've seen it. It's called a Lattice Gym.
Yep.
It's in Belmore, New Jersey. It's a guy with a very long beard.
Mm-hmm.
I actually did work with mom, and I met him. He's been fighting Governor Murphy for the past 4 months, just opening up in defiance and mm-hmm. saying, hell with it. But he follows every single rule imaginable, like distancing in his gym, all his gym equipment wiped down. He put up shields to protect people to work mm-hmm. in individual areas. But Murphy now, they took him to court. They found him contempt of court. He still opened up again. And
yeah.
now they're going to charge him $10,000 a day.
Wow.
Every day he opens up. That's how bad this tyrant of a governor we have. We call him King Philip Murphy. He just makes laws, And the stupid people of New Jersey just wag their tails and say, what can I do next?
I know we feel outnumbered, but I just know there's so many people that feel this way silently, but they just need to speak out more so we don't feel so outnumbered. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know where you're coming from. I mean, I said to a guy yesterday, he was talking to this older gentleman about a vaccine. He goes, the only way we're going to get out of this is when they come up with a vaccine and we can go back to our regular life.
Right.
Well, I almost popped my top. And I said to him, I says, are you serious?
Uh-huh.
I said, are you going to take a vaccine? He says, well, it's not going to hurt. I said, do you know what's in those vaccines? And he goes, I don't care. I says, well, then just go. I said, do you know you can't sue the CDC or a drug company if you die with it as it's in your arm? I says, those rights were taken away in 92.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to, he got all frustrated and he walked away mad.
Mm-hmm.
And then the older gentleman says to me, is that true? I says, yes. I says, look it up. I said, why would you, say something like that? I said, it's ridiculous.
Right.
You know, people are uneducated.
Yeah, they are.
That's the best word I can say.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yes, they are. In droves.
Well, that's why the government seems to have so much control in this situation. Because if people are ignorant of the facts, then they have to choose to believe something.
Right.
And they're choosing to believe the government.
Yeah. Yeah, you got that right.
And that's exactly what's happened throughout history when totalitarianism starts taking over.
Yep. They just believe government. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Howdy.
Hi.
I've been trying all week to just vote without a mask. And I've been fighting with the St. Louis County government, the Missouri Secretary of State's office. Allegedly, they had curbside service. Now, here's the funny part.
Mm-hmm.
You had to go inside of the building with your ID card, and I didn't have a mask. And they go, you have to have a mask. I said, you're supposed to have curbside service. There's supposed to be someone out there to take my ID card and bring me a ballot. Yeah, but we're not set up. I don't care. The Secretary of State and him.
Right.
But you have to leave the building. And I said, I'm not.
Hmm.
You know what? Two people came out, and we got curbside service. They were unhappy, but they did it.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you pressed.
I didn't wear a mask.
I love it. I'm glad you pressed for it. Thank you for the call. I love it.
And that's what it takes. Those of you with some courage have to do those kind of things.
Yeah. And not be afraid to do it. You know, choose whether or not, you know, for what reason are you not wearing it? Or for what reason are you wearing it? Because I think it's really going to dial down to, why am I doing this? Am I doing this because my government told me to? Am I doing this because I know too much? Am I not wearing it because I've studied it too much and none of it makes sense? And I'm sorry, but we don't even have what they had in flu numbers in the previous years. This is ridiculous. It's nonsense. So you have to sort of choose what path are you choosing here? I think it really comes down to that. And it comes down to, your decision on what you're going to do, but then stand firm in it. If you really are wearing the mask because you really are afraid people are going to die around you, I'm sorry to laugh. It's just so funny that you think this, and that you feel like everyone's immune system crashed in March for some unknown reason, then be prepared to stand by that and let people know why you came to that conclusion. But we have to be able to, like you said, Uncle Milty, stand a little stronger in our own 2 feet to say, I'm not wearing it, and this is why. It's lunatic. I'm not joining in the delusion of everybody, and I'm not going to do something just because my governor told me to.
You also have to learn to speak their language, kind of. Like if somebody approaches me about not wearing a mask, I immediately revert to their language, and I'll turn to them and say, eh.
Thanks for that.
Okay.
I really appreciate that. I thought you were going to go with the old, you know, you're wearing one. Why do I have to double mask?
No, that works too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You can baa like a sheep, whatever, you know, whatever floats your boat. But I just, you know, we got to have a lot more courage. It's kind of like the guy that went into Home Depot and the woman next to him took her mask off because she said, you know, I've been too chicken. I don't want people to look at me and stare at me. Well, so what? You're doing it for the right reason. You're trying to bring some sanity to this. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello, I called in earlier about the new Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
And Uncle Milty, you mentioned how the Communist Party has endorsed Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Well, believe it or not, if you talk to the Democrats under 50, that's maybe anywhere from Generation X and below, they're all going to agree with that. That is the new Democratic Party.
Yep.
But that's not the agenda of who's running the party right now. They're corporatist. That's why Obamacare was not about health care. It was about mandating you to buy an insurance policy, a kickback back to insurance companies. That's why the COVID thing is not about, it's getting you to wear a mask that has to be bought from a medical supply company.
Yep.
It's a mandating you to take a virus that's produced by corporations and funding groups. And that's what it's all about. It's not about socialism.
Right.
It's about a corporatism. And that's what the old Democrat Party is about. And that's why I'm saying these guys are dinos, because the Democratic Party today is about socialism. It's about those type of things.
Yeah.
But that's not the people running the party doing it. That's why we changed the Republican Party. They were corporatists, and we wanted to get those guys out.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for
And that's why we have somebody like Trump who's pro-American. Let's bring the jobs back, build the wall so we limit the amount of people who are working on under the table wages or below what a trade will normally pay.
Okay. Hey, thank you for that. Really appreciate the call.
You know, from what I've seen, the average price of these masks that people are buying is about $8, $8.99.
Right.
That's $3 billion if every American buys a mask.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy. I was thinking about that, too, over the weekend. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there.
I've been trying to get a hold of you guys for a couple, 3 weeks now.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the phones have been a little jammed.
I'm a local here with you, and I belong to the same church you do. And people ask me about that whole policy, the whole thing with the mask, and I tell them, is there a difference between policy and law? And like, well, yeah, the policy is what the people, what the store wants, and law is what the law says. And it's okay, well, there's a difference between policy and doctrine, too.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you want me to wear
You're
a mask.
Right.
That's a policy. It's not doctrine. So I can choose not to. Same thing with, they ask not to conceal carry in a chapel. Well, you can, that's a policy. That's not doctrine.
Right.
They're not saying if you wear a gun in the chapel, you're going to go to hell.
Yeah.
They say we ask you not to.
Right, right.
And you can choose to or not.
I love your comment.
As far as this mask thing goes, I have never put on a mask. I will not put on a mask. If they ask me to leave the store, I will leave and go to somewhere else.
Yeah.
I walked into Home Depot this morning. They didn't even ask me if I wanted one or told me I had to put one on.
Good.
And I walked in, asked the gal that was wearing a mask for where I needed to go to get something, and she directed me, didn't question me or anything at all.
Good.
Same thing with, I live over here on, by Sunset, so I go to the Lynn there. I just walk in, shake my head no, and they don't say a word. And
good.
I'm like one of three or four people. And it makes you, even Walmart, it makes you uncomfortable not wearing one.
Yeah.
Because you feel like you're being judged. But you know what?
Do it anyway.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good for you. I'm so glad to hear this.
Let them look at me sideways.
Yeah.
And I've not had one person say anything to me. Of course, I'm not an average-looking person. I look like Russian-looking individual.
Okay. Whoops. I'm getting buttons. All right. Hey, thank you. Really appreciate the call. I was getting a lot of buttons there. Thank you. And really appreciate it. And I feel the same way. So I'm really glad you said that. And we are going to come right back on the show. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. KateDallyRadio.com. And... well, just stay with us. What can we say? We're going to bring up a lot of stuff and a lot of really great points in the next hour, actually. I'd love for you to hear. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.